British Prime Minister Tony Blair arrives in Washington today. He's due to hold talks on Iraq with President Bush tomorrow. And Mr. Blair's support for the president's policy in Iraq has cost him most of his political support at home. It has also affected his efforts to renew Britain's independent nuclear deterrent. The submarine-based nuclear weapon system known as Trident uses American-built missiles, and the British government says it needs updating. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
Nuclear weapons have in the past been a sensitive issue for Tony Blair's ruling Labour Party. It was committed to unilateral nuclear disarmament until the late 1980s, and many saw the scrapping of that policy just before Blair was made leader as one of the important changes that made the party electable. Unveiling his government's new policy document in Parliament on Monday, Tony Blair said the government planned to start updating Britain's nuclear system, first by ordering up to 4 new nuclear-armed submarines to replace the existing ones. Blair argued that Britain needs a deterrent to face new threats.
We cannot be certain, in the decades ahead, that a major nuclear threat to our strategic interests will not emerge, that there is also a new and potentially hazardous threat from states such as North Korea, which claims already to have developed nuclear weapons, or Iran, which is in breach of its non-proliferation duties, that there is a possible connection between some of those states and international terrorism.
Blair estimated the cost of 4 new submarines would be between $30 and $40 billion. But he did say Britain would cut its nuclear warheads by 20% to fewer than 160, and that Britain might reduce its submarine fleet from 4 to 3. This was seen as a concession of a sort to dozens of legislators within his own Labour Party who oppose updating Trident, people like former minister Michael Meacher.
It will severely restrict much more needed conventional defence expenditure. It will clearly undermine the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, especially for Iran. And it will drain off colossal sums of money from where it is most needed, namely dealing with the real threats that confront us from terrorism, climate change and long-term energy insecurity.
The other big accusation against Blair is that Trident is too technically dependent on the United States. Critics say Trident missiles are manufactured and serviced in the US, as are the components of the nuclear warheads. Blair insisted that his control of Trident does not require the permission, the satellites, or the codes of any other country. Kate Hudson, head of the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, expressed disappointment with the government's plans.
I think we can be absolutely certain that if we and other nuclear weapons states pursue new nuclear weapons and more nuclear weapons, then we will end up with a much more dangerous situation. Other countries will want them too, and we will end up with a nuclear use situation.
Tony Blair is likely to get his way on Trident. The opposition Conservative Party has promised its support. There'll be several weeks of debate, though, culminating in a parliamentary vote early next year. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.